Information, entertainment, and empowerment. This is Chat with Women on Kixie Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women, and I'm Rochelle.
And I'm Pam. Now we're pleased to welcome Frances Cole Jones, who is a nationally renowned career expert, best-selling author, sought-after keynote speaker, a top Forbes woman blogger, and author of a new ebook, Wow, Your Way Into the Job of Your Dreams. So welcome, Frances.
Thank you.
What a great topic. What a great topic. We're all looking for our dream job. And they're always saying, do what you love, and then it'll come. But then will the money really come? So there's a lot of things we need to talk to you about. So let's tell us about your book and who it's for.
My book is for really anybody of any age. So whether you're newly graduated and entering the job market and struggling a little bit, or if you've been a stay-at-home mom and now you're thinking you want to re-enter the job market, or for whatever reason, if you're mid-career and something has occurred, and so now you're either looking for a new job or you're seeking to transition to a new field. Really, I'm managing, I hope, to give information to all of those different groups.
Well, you discuss the job search secret. So what is that?
It's a number of things. The first thing I want people to think about is that getting a job is your job. And you know, very often getting a job can be kind of, you know, depressing. So, you know, it's easy the first few weeks to get up and be incredibly motivated about the whole thing. But as time goes by, it's very, very hard to keep that same momentum. So, I mean, really the purpose of my book is to give people a lot of practical information on what you can do every single day to make that job search easier.
Well, give us an example, because, you know, I hear a lot of times about you need a profile on LinkedIn. That's like the big whatever. And we get LinkedIn people wanting to be our friends all the time. And I'm like, why? I don't know what this is going to do.
Well, we accept, but then we never know how to go and find them again. So it's like, really?
Well, and it's like I don't even always accept, because if I don't know them, I don't, it's like Facebook. Do you want them as your friends when they're really
right.
not your friends?
Yeah, that's a mistake I think that very many people make when they do send those requests on LinkedIn. So my suggestion and the point I make in the book is if you write somebody in that fashion, whether it's LinkedIn or Facebook or just an email, you need to state, you know, I'm getting in touch with you because
right.
I understand that you do this, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my hope that I have some skills that will contribute to making your dreams come true. And I think that's what people forget when they're looking for a job. You know, usually maybe more with young people. But HR people and the people on LinkedIn are not there to make their dreams come true.
Mm-hmm.
As job seekers, you are there to make other people's dreams come true. And you need to state up front the value that you're going to be bringing to the conversation. Why should this person take 15 minutes and talk to you? Why should you link in with them at all? You need to state that.
But we don't normally get that from the person.
No,
I always thought we got
right.
it from...
Right. No, that's my point. You really,
we don't
really
get,
want
we just
people.
Get, I wanna,
they need to make that extra effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just you get, do, I want to be, please, you know,
yeah,
like
be your
me.
Friend. Yeah,
you
right.
know, and
mm-hmm.
I go, I don't, why do I want to be? And I look at what they
right.
do. Sometimes I'll look and it says it's an author or somebody that maybe we would want to talk to. But if it's just a... You know,
right,
somebody who's an accountant.
People shouldn't make you work that hard.
Yeah, I don't. I don't. If they're, let's just say it's an accountant. Why do I need them to be my friend? I mean, I just don't
right.
answer. Right.
Yeah, so that's my point. You really can't make people work that hard
right.
to help you.
Well, do you have some tips on where to go, though? Is it LinkedIn? Is it Facebook? Is it, you know?
Really, I think, you know, you want to have a multiple... try to get across to people on multiple fronts. So, you know, some people really do abide by LinkedIn and that's how they connect with people. Other people, it's Facebook. Frankly, you know, one of the things that people don't talk about enough is just honestly pick up the phone and tell every single person that you know, no matter how preposterous it seems, that you are looking for a job and what you are looking for. Because frankly, it is the least likely person, in my experience, who is able to say, oh my God, yeah, I know someone who does that, or I can put you in touch. I mean, you know, someone in my mother's French club got me my first job because my mother was just wandering around. I told her, tell everybody, I don't care. So I think that kind of old-fashioned networking is underestimated and underutilized.
Well, what if you don't know what you want?
You're leaving your job and all of a sudden there you are.
I mean, what if you don't know what you want? I mean, you know, we all say, well, go and follow your passion. You don't know what your passion is. Well, what if you don't know what you want? I mean, you know, you leave a job and you didn't like it. You're tired of
doing
it.
Or you got fired.
Or you got fired and you're entering this world and you don't know what you want.
I highly recommend then going on informational interviews. And those are interviews in a field that you're kind of interested in and you want to gather more information, obviously. But the thing about those is that you need to prepare for those as carefully as you would for a proper job interview. Now, you need to walk in and say, you know, this is why I'm getting in touch with you. These are the questions that I have. You know, if you were to look at my resume, what objections would jump out at you? You know, what can you tell me about getting into your field? And sometimes those meetings are hard to set up, but what usually goes wrong is that people call up and very nicely say, may I take you out to lunch or may I take you out for coffee? That doesn't work. People are busy. They don't have time for lunch or coffee. Now you've made them tense. So what you really need to do is call people up and say, do you mind if I come in for 15 minutes at the beginning or the end of your day and talk to you? Because most people feel much more comfortable with that. You put an estimated running time on the whole event, and, you know, they know that you're not going to suck their lifeblood away. So.
I know. I actually like that. I think you and I, if somebody said that, we would do that. But if they wanted to meet for coffee or lunch, you'd go, really? I mean,
I don't know. We're pretty easy. You could buy us coffee. We're pretty easy. You could buy us lunch. We're easy that way. Drinks work. So if you're listening. Well, what else do we need to know? In fact, you talk about a cringe-free online presence. What do you mean cringe-free?
I mean, I don't know what your experience has been with being online, but I find a lot of people post things that I find wildly inappropriate.
Right, or boring.
or kind of just
you don't want to know that they're at Salty's having a drink?
Right, I don't want to know your eating plan.
Right.
No. I don't want to know how many, you know, leg lifts you did today. I don't want to know that your cat looks adorable in its Halloween costume. I mean, it's a potential employer. They're checking your profiles.
Right.
So I do give a long list of things I don't want to see. Obviously, nothing scantily clad, nobody drinking anything. I mean, my general rule of thumb is any photo or comment that, you know, intimates that you can't be trusted with $200,000, take it down because it's not going to help you.
Oh, boy. It's really true. You know, you think about these young people and the things they're posting. They have no idea what they're creating. Well, we are chatting today right now with Frances Cole Jones, and we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to know this is really important, how to get through that all-important informational interview. Because, you know, I know we're supposed to go to the interview with questions, but how do we, because sometimes if you don't have that instant connection, interview's over. So we want some help with that. You are listening to Chat with Women on AM 880 KIXI. We'll be right back with Frances Cole Jones.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, wonderful fling to be flung.
You're enjoying lunch with the ladies. Delicious talk and no calories. Chat with Women on Seattle's Kixie Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Chat with Women, and I'm Pam.
And I'm Rochelle.
And we're chatting today with Frances Cole Jones, and she has an ebook, Wow, Your Way into the Job of Your Dreams. Welcome back, Frances.
Thank you.
So now let's talk about how do we get through that all-important informational interview. Give us some tips.
Well, as I mentioned, the most important thing you can do is when you do try to call to set it up, do state, do you mind if I come in for 15 minutes at the beginning or end of your day?
Right, right.
The other thing, as I said, is you really want to think through how you can add value to them. So, yes, you're interested in their field, but, you know, what is your skill set? What are you prepared to offer? What research have you done? You want to make it very clear up front that you know not in a stalky, creepy kind of way, but an enormous amount of, you know, enormous amount about the person that you're talking to. The other thing you want to ask is, in every industry, there are kind of two or three things that if you say them in an interview, it makes everybody's head explode. You know, for example, when I was working in publishing, it was kind of at the height of the Oprah Book Club madness. And when we had potential authors come in and say, oh, but I know my book would be great on Oprah, like our heads would explode because it was kind of like being struck by lightning. And it just made the person who said it seem kind of crazy and delusional. So there is in every industry one thing that if you say it, people think to themselves, I can't cope with this. So that's a great question to ask when you're in an informational interview, both what should I be talking about when I go out on my proper interviews and what should I never, ever say? So.
Okay.
Give
then
me
I
an
want...
example of what you're never supposed to say. This would be kind of interesting.
She said the Oprah if you're in publishing.
Yeah, I mean,
well, no, but
saying,
I mean,
if,
go ahead.
So I think it will vary from industry to industry. Every industry has like that one thing that makes everybody tense up.
Right.
So that's the kind of thing that you need. It's a great thing to talk about in an informational interview.
Okay.
You know, because. Again, banking is going to be very different than fashion, but
right,
everybody
okay.
will have one thing they do not want you to hear, to say when you're in the interview.
And is it okay to ask them what's that one thing that would make you cringe?
Not in a proper interview. I'm saying this is what you would do in your informational
right.
interviews.
But that's what I'm saying. So in your informational,
it's okay
to say that.
Okay,
but I have a question because, Frances, how do you get into this person? How do you bypass the gatekeeper? You know, there's a lot of people.
Bypassing gatekeepers, can mm-hmm. be kind of fun. if you're in that mindset, I think the thing to do is that you want to, attack on a number of fronts. So some people respond to email. Some people respond to voicemail. Some people respond, frankly, to snail mail. You know, in my experience, when I had one guy who did not want to meet with me, then it became a game. I tried all three, and I finally wrote him a snail mail letter and said, you know, dear so-and-so, even if you don't have me come in for a meeting, I hope you'll keep my letter next to your heart. All right, so that was something that he finally was like, okay, I'll like just please come in, like so you don't keep accosting me anymore. But within that, the other thing I want you to do is really always keep a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Because no one likes to feel like they're in trouble.
Right.
And if, you know, and if when you call somebody or you call a gatekeeper, you say, this is the fifth time I've called today, no one's calling you back. I promise you that.
Right.
So you really need to, no matter how many calls it's been or how many times you've tried, it needs to sound light, needs to sound easy, and it needs to sound like you're not going to, you know, like you're not going to yell at them once you get in front of them. So, yes.
Okay, well, this makes sense. So now let's talk about, this to me is very important. I want to talk about compensation. That's always been difficult. It's like, when do you bring that up? You're now in the third interview. You think you probably have the job. When do you ever ask? Because if they're not willing to pay you what you think you're worth, you're wasting your time continuing to interview.
Right. I think that it's important to research ahead of time. So what is the range that is generally offered for that position so that you're not completely, you don't sound completely delusional.
Right.
And also you can give facts. I think that you do want to give a range because that gives people a little bit of wiggle room and it leaves them feeling like they're in control of the conversation.
Well, how do you bring it up, though? How do you bring up, I want to know how much this job pays. I have to earn from X to X. When do you bring that up?
I think you do want to wait to your second or third interview. And then it is one of those moments, again, where you don't want to. So much is going to depend on your tone and your posture when you do it. Because we tend to get, when things make us tense, like our voices get like, so you really want to, smile and lean forward and say, you know what, I'm loving our conversations and I'm so interested in, pursuing this position. I'd like to talk about compensation.
Okay, that's good.
And then just stop. Then just stop speaking after that.
Yeah, but
you want to reassure them, I'm so interested. I have every intention of, coming here.
Well, what if they say, what are you expecting? What are you asking
and then
for?
And then you say, I'm looking for something in the range of X to Y.
Mm-hmm.
And then stop talking. What happens is we start to do others negotiating for them. We'll say, you know, I'm looking for something in the range of X to Y, but I mean, if that's not okay, then I was kind of thinking it would be okay. You know what I'm saying? And we go down some wacky rabbit hole, and they were probably fine. But it's their job to tell you that it's not okay.
Right. But isn't
it
wrong?
And I've spoken to numerous HR people. You will never knock yourself out of the running if you ask for too much.
So, girls, I need to talk about our compensation for me right now. Since we're on the air, this would be really a great opportunity for me.
Sure. What would you like? X to Y.
Oh, see, I stopped, and they kept going.
But Francis,
that's what you're looking for, though, right?
Yeah, but what if you say I would like 46 to 56? They're thinking 86. Now you've
I know.
Now
how stupid were you?
Yourself at 46.
Well, as I said, that's why really you've got to do
your research
ahead of time
to know what that right.
And that's what you, where your informational interviews will also have come in handy, because hopefully that's one of the questions you will have asked. You know, what kind of
compensation
salary is offered.
Well, now online you can research what a position is, you know, what that normally is going for. It's interesting because back years ago, that's what I had. I had this great guy and I had a budget, let's say for $50,000, and he said, "Well, I need to earn 35." Okay. You know, he could have gotten 50. So
I shared an office with him.
So it's a very interesting.
And he was making more money than I was.
You didn't ask for enough. See, this is
very
an important topic.
Yeah, this is very important. And I really think our listeners need to find out about this, because if they are seeking a position, if they're thinking of changing careers, you really do have a lot of information. And Frances, we really want to thank you for joining us today.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you.
So how do they find out about your ebook? How can they find out more about you?
You can go to the website, or is francescolejones.com, and the books are there. I have a load of videos on job interviewing, which are there. And then I also have on my site an Ask a Question button, where if you have a question, and it rolls directly to my phone, and I will write you back. So if something has occurred, or if you have questions about preparing for an interview, I love to answer people's questions. It actually, you know, makes me really happy. So, I answer this all day. So, yes, francescolejones.com.
Okay, I want to ask you one last question. You're going on this interview. This is always the question, what to wear. So you're going on an interview with a very casual company. You know, they don't dress up. It's, let's say it's like Google. Do you dress down or do you dress up? Like a man, should he have a suit on? Should a woman have a suit on? Or what? Or can a woman get away with slacks and a blazer? I mean, what do you think?
I think it really will depend on the company. I would always want to dress very slightly more elegantly than the job might call for, because there's nothing wrong with looking like you tried too hard. But you know, people are going to be a little bit upset if you kind of slob in your sweats. Not that people, but you understand my point.
I understand.
And then the only other general rule of thumb that I give to people is that blue is the color we trust the most, and it photographs best.
Really?
So you know, whether it's a job interview or traffic court, I really recommend wearing blue. And within the possible ranges of shades of blue, it's that kind of French blue, the cornflower blue, that really pretty mid-tone.
Like,
we love that.
Yeah, like the Wedgwood blue. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's
Wedgwood blue.
Well, now the next time you have to go in on your tickets, Rochelle, you went to a learned something.
I happen to be wearing that very same shade and so forth. So, again, about that compensation, girls.
That's right.
And I trust you, Annie.
You do trust me. So I think we need to talk after the show.
Yeah, I think so. Well, thank you so much for joining us. This has been really informative, Frances. And, again, it's francescolejones.com. You are listening to Chat with Women on AM 880 KIXI. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.